I don't plan on kneeling, but that's just whatever I do is just my own way of expressing the same exact message. And so, like I said, you know, in previous interviews, that I support everything that Cap's doing and with his whole entire message. And obviously, I think you've seen the impact that it's had not only throughout this league, but you know, around the country and the conversations that it sparked. And so, yeah, I stand, you know, right next to the same message that Kaepernick's been pushing.
Seems like your stance has evolved, however, as at least as it applies to the national anthem.
Yeah.
At first, you thought that that was the actual message itself was getting lost.
Yeah.
Because of the action.
Yeah. Well, I think you know the immediate reaction. You know, when you saw him taking knee, nobody necessarily knew what it was for. There wasn't, you know, any statements to put out beforehand, and so you know everyone was left to question his motives, his message. But I think after the days after that, and obviously now weeks, when you've continuously heard his message and his reasoning, it all makes sense. And I think that's what guys have gotten behind around the league, regardless of how you feel about his demonstration. His message is one that you can't argue with.
I understand. Last night, I thought you explained yourself very well, that the message wasn't anti-police or anti-military, but there are going to be fans that, because you're connecting this with the national anthem, are going to be upset.
You can't get around it. If you're ever trying to change anything, there's no comfortable way to change anything. I mean, so if somebody gets upset, then it's probably because they're not listening. And so that's why I think, you know, if you look at the guys around the league and all the guys who've been protesting or demonstrating, if you listen, the message has been the same across the board, no matter what they decide to do. And I thought I was very clear when I said it's not an anti-police thing. In fact, the police are a key part of the solution in this issue across the nation. Has nothing to do with the military or the flag itself. But there, it is a way, and we understand that people will get upset, and that's part of it. That's what makes you guys put these cameras in my face, and that's what keeps this conversation going. And so, you know, sometimes you got to rock the boat to get a little bit of change, and that's fine. And obviously, you see more and more guys using their platform to do just that.
So, what's the goal here?
I mean, the end goal is to get some real change. And I know this, you know, somebody kneeling or doing something is not what's going to create change. But when you look at the issue, a lot of it is systematic. When you want to change a system, that comes with lawmakers, elected officials, things of that sort. And so, you know, that's really just drawing attention to it so your community pushes those things to the forefront, especially when you talk about elections and selecting presidents and who's going to do what. When you start to talk about the changes that you want, you force those people in those positions to listen. And then it's also to unite the community. Like, you know, I've had conversations with the local police department about things that we can do in our communities to bridge those gaps. You know, so this is a multi-level issue that, you know, you have to attack in different levels. So there's things you do on the ground in the community with whether it be law enforcement or just resources to people in underserved communities. But then there's more stuff, you know, that has to do with policy and law, and that obviously takes a little bit longer to change. And, you know, it's not something that will change in overnight, but obviously the conversation is the first part.
After you said Friday that there wouldn't be any kneeling, I guess. Have you given some thoughts of what the protest would look like if there is one?
Yeah, I mean, we've thought about it, but haven't, I've thought about it, haven't come to a solid decision of what it's going to look like yet, but I'm pretty sure. We've talked about it as a team before, and kneeling just wasn't an option. I'm going to keep it vague. Like I said, that's something I'll think about over the next couple of days, talk with a few guys. And see where we're at.
Is the Seahawks thing with the interlocked arms, is that a possibility? Or?
Probably not.
Okay.
How was the conversation with Doug?
I mean, it was brief, but it was, you know, it was simple. You know, I told him about what guys wanted to do, about what guys have been talking about across the league. And, you know, he just appreciated the heads up and being up front. He understands that we have the right to kind of use our voices in the way whatever way we choose. But, you know, he obviously was appreciative of kind of bringing it to him first, or at least that he, you know, he's in the loop and he's not surprised with questions and all that comes with, you know, taking a stand.
Are you anticipating this being a season-long endeavor beyond this week or just the Monday Night Football Saturday?
I can't speak for anybody else, but probably a season-long thing for me.
What does it mean to have a support of the head coach?
I mean, it's big. I mean, that's a lot of, you know, for guys, especially with a little less security on the team than myself, you know, that's a big issue is when you step out and there's backlash, you know, what is your job security like? What are the thoughts of the people who make the decisions on the team? And so to have Doug obviously understand our position and to, you know, back our rights, you know, to take this position, I think is huge, not only for me, but for anybody else on the team who, like I said, might not have the same security as myself.